Masechet Baba Metzia, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav. The rest of this Perek will talk about lost documents. We'll first talk about a loan document. When a person borrows money, a paper, a document, a shtad is written up that says that the borrower owes the lender a certain amount of money. Witnesses sign that document, and then the document is kept by the lender. The lender holds the document until he's paid. Once he's paid, he gives the document to the borrower, and the borrower could do what he wants with it. He could rip it up to just say that that's like a receipt. There's no more ability for the lender to go collect his debt because he's already fully paid. So that document was lost in this Mishnah. We don't know whether the lender lost it and he lost it before he got paid, or if the borrower lost it and the borrower already paid and that's why he received it and then he lost it afterwards. So we don't know what the situation is. Whenever a person borrowed money from a lender, usually there's now a lien out on a piece of property that the borrower owns. So let's say you have two people, Joe and David. Joe is the bank. Joe is the one who lends money, and David is the one who's borrowing money. So when Joe gives David $1 million, then he automatically has a lien out on a piece of property that David owns. And if he doesn't get paid back, he can then take that piece of property as his payment. There could be a third party involved in this case, which are the lekuhot. Let's say there was a lien out on David's house that Joe had, and then David sold his piece of property to somebody else. But the loan predated the sale of the property. If David fails to repay Joe on that loan, Joe could then collect the piece of property from the people who bought that property from David, even though they paid money to David. They can then go, Joe could then go collect that field or that piece of property because there was a lien out on it and there was risk when those people bought the house. So we'll plug that into the following Mishnah. Mishnah says, Matzah Shitre Hov, if somebody found loan documents, and in this situation, both the lender and the borrower both admitted that the loan was not paid. Im yesh bahen ahrayut nechasim lo yahzir. If the document contained a lien on the property of the borrower, that there's a lien on the property of the borrower if the borrower doesn't pay his loan, then the person who found this document should not return them to the lender. Why? Shebet din nifra'in mehen, because the court could then collect the amount that was written in the document from the property of the borrower that were later sold to somebody else. We called them the lekuhot in our introduction, those people who purchased the property. So what are we nervous about? We're nervous about something called kenunya, that maybe there's collusion going on, that the borrower may be lying when he says that he still owes money. So now that the lender will be able to collect, but he'll be collecting from a piece of property that was already sold. It's not in the borrower's possession anymore. And maybe they're colluding together, and now when the lender goes and he takes the piece of property that was once the borrower's, he'll have the ability to split it together with the borrower and the lender. They'll split it 50-50. This is called kenunya. They're in a collusion together to try and scam the person who bought the piece of property and take his property back without having to pay for it. And bahen ahrayut nechasim yahzir. But if the documents do not contain a lien on the property of the borrower, and the borrower admits that he never paid the money, and then somebody finds that document, the person who finds that document should return it to the lender. She'en bet din nifra'in mehen, because the court, the bet din, cannot collect a debt like this from the property that was eventually sold by the borrower to the lekuhot, to the purchasers. There's no concern that there's collusion going on, because they can't collect from that property that was sold. Because the borrower here is admitting he didn't pay, and there's also no lien against that piece of property. So the document should be returned to the lender so that now he can go collect from the borrower's unsold property if he'd like to. And he can do this even if there's no lien against the house, because a lender's allowed to collect from the property of a borrower if that property is still in their possession, even if there's no lien. If there was a lien on the house, like the previous case of the Mishnah, then they could even go collect the piece of property that was sold to somebody else, and it's not currently in the possession of the borrower. So all this is divrei Rabbi Meir, the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Hachamim disagree. Hachamim omrim ben kach u ben kach lo yachzir. Say Hachamim, in either case, whether there was a lien against the property or not, the finder should not return the document to the lender. Mipeneshe bet din nifra'in mehen, because the court could collect the debt from the property sold by the borrower, even if the document does not mention a lien whatsoever. According to the opinion of Hachamim over here, automatically a lien is included in the borrower's, against the borrower's property. It doesn't matter if it's mentioned or not in the document, and therefore we always have that concern of kinunya, of collusion between the borrower and the lender trying to take advantage of the lekuhot, of the person who bought the property of the borrower. They're going to try and take it back from him, and they'll split the funds. The only reason the lien may not be mentioned over here is because we're going to assume that it's ahrayut ta'ut sofer, that there's a scribal error, and they forgot to mention that part in here, but we're going to assume that it really is there, and that there is a lien, and that the bet din would enforce this deal as if there's a lien, and therefore it would take the piece of property back from the lekuhot, the people who purchased it from the borrower.